Jaina resisted the urge to join in with Tahiri's critics and give the younger woman a verbal beating. It wouldn't help in this situation. You're not likely to make any either as a bounty hunter. You need to come back to the Order, Tahiri. Not until I know who I am. What I am. Tahiri smoothed an errant strand of blonde hair back from her cheek. I've been more things than I can count. Tatooine girl, adopted Tusken Raider, Jedi, Yuuzhan Vong hybrid, Sith apprentice, addict. I've got to get rid of all of them for a while. Learn how to hear myself think.
Jag nodded. So think about Jason. What have you figured out about him that you haven't told anyone? Details too subtle or seemingly inconsequential. Information that nobody ever asked about.
I can't tell you when he became a Sith.
Tahiri's expression became unfocused.
Only that it might not be important when he did. Or even that he did. I think Sith was just another thing. Another set of armor and weapons and disguises that he put on top of Jason. Like Jedi or Solo. He was always Jason, until he rejected that too, and became Kydus.
Jaina shook her head, not comprehending.
You're saying that it didn't matter when he became a Sith? Something like that.
Tahiri snapped back to the here and now.
I think it matters more when Jason broke. Maybe he broke when Vergeer tortured him for all that time. Maybe he broke when he was a kid. When he and you and Anakin kept being handed off to nannies and protectors while your mother and father were off doing other things.
Tahiri raised a hand to forestall a biting response from Jaina.
I'm not criticizing. They were being pulled in too many directions at once, by too many responsibilities. And when that happens, something gives.
She frowned, trying to puzzle something out.
I think maybe he broke at some other time. Whenever it was, he decided that the galaxy was a huge, nasty place that had to be tamed. Whatever gave him that idea, it made such an awful impression that he had to become even more awful to confront it.
Jag looked dubious.
You don't think Lumaya broke him?
I think she shaped him.
Now Tahiri looked vulnerable, far more open than when Jaina and Jag had first entered her presence.
I've been broken. I was broken by the Yuuzhan Vong. I broke when Anakin died. And again when I learned that I could be with him again, in little moments. Every time you break, outside forces can shape you. And you can't do anything to stop them. No, I don't think it matters when Jason became a Sith. I think it matters when he broke.
Jaina and Jag exchanged a glance. Jaina said,
That's an interesting theory.
Tahiri managed a bitter little laugh.
Solo speak, for that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. No, I'm serious. I'll pass it on to the Grand Master. Right or wrong, it suggests some avenues of investigation that we haven't considered. Oh.
Mollified, Tahiri relaxed.
Thank you.
As they were departing, Jaina, seized by a sudden impulse, embraced Tahiri. Something she had not done in years. And Tahiri held her in turn. On the walk to the turbo lift, Jag said,
I'm afraid I can't find a way to forgive her so readily. She assassinated a man I respected very highly.
Jaina nodded.
I had a lot of respect for Admiral Pellion, too. But who really killed him? The woman we just talked to, who's trying to find her way back from a very dark place? Or the woman of 2 years ago?
One descends from the other. They're inextricably linked.
Stopping before the turbolift, Jag pressed the button to summon the car.
Does someone shed all responsibility for what she's done when she suddenly decides it was wrong?
Neither one of us has ever been broken the way she has.
Jaina found her voice was unusually gentle. Maybe we're too hard-headed or too stupid, or we've just never run into anything that could damage our core selves the way it happened to her. How do you know what we'd be capable of doing in her situation?
Jag thought about it and merely shrugged. The Jedi have more faith in redemption than I do. I'm not saying my way is best, just that I'm not sure I could do what you do. Forgive something that monstrous.
I hope I never make a really big mistake in your presence, then.